Mountain Power.
Hey, is Michael in by chance?
He is. Can I tell him who's calling?
Yes, this is Tyler from Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, and what is the call about?
It's in reference to some financing the company had done with, looks like GE Commercial back in 2012.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
This is Michael. How can I help you?
Hey, Michael. This is Tyler from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Doing good.
Awesome. I'm actually just calling to follow up on a pre-approval offer we had sent you guys. It looks like it was about two and a half weeks ago. Looks like it was based off some prior financing you had done with GE. Is any of that ringing a bell?
We do financing with GE, yes, but I haven't seen any offers.
I see. Well, it was a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital. Looks like it was right around $250,000. I actually just wanted to touch base with you and see how business was going, if you had maybe anything coming up this quarter, maybe looking to bring on some new equipment or some additional capital you were maybe looking into for some new projects you were looking to take on.
Nothing as of now. Are you with GE or is this a different?
I'm with Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
You just shows that was kind of one of your more prior experiences with the financing, but I know that GE doesn't even do that anymore. So I was actually going to ask, are you guys leaning on another bank for financing at the moment, or are you guys self-funding yourself?
For our floor plan, we go with a couple of different options. I think they sold out. GE sold out.
Yes, correct. Correct.
And we mostly use them. And then we've got a Red Iron that we do our Toro through. So
I see. So did they pass you off to some secondary banking system, like a local bank there, or?
No, they. Some large company bought the whole thing out. And I actually don't do much of the financing side. I'm just the owner, so I don't know all the actual ins and outs of all that.
Gotcha. With summer here, was there anything you were maybe looking to take on, maybe bringing on some additional equipment or anything you were looking at the moment, or has business been going pretty steady for you?
Yeah, everything's going good. Our problem now is room, so we're pretty much tapped out. I don't have any room to bring anything else on.
Oh, I see. Wow.
That's my major problem.
I mean, that's not the worst problem to have, though, right?
Yeah. We've got a couple of good lines, and, you know, we're sailing away on those right now. So.
I see. Well, I mean, if you were looking into doing any expansion or anything like that, the working capital programs that we have here could probably be very beneficial to you. I'm not sure if that's something you're ready to maybe take on, but there's definitely a lot of opportunity for you there. Does business usually ramp up here with summer coming up? Is this usually your busy time?
Yeah, this is our busy time. However, we're in a drought right now, so things fell off just a little bit. But usually we're wide open right now. But
I gotcha.
We've kind of plateaued to... You know, maybe August, September weather.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm out here in San Diego. So we definitely went through our drought phase out here. We're actually still feeling the effects of that. So
yeah.
I definitely get what you're going through.
Yeah.
So, well, Michael, do you maybe have a email? I could just shoot you some information you could have in your back pocket, you know, for a rainy day, or if you ever do feel like maybe expanding for some more inventory or anything like that.
Yeah, that'll be great.
All right. Just let me know when you're ready.
It's Stevens, Stevens.
Okay.
1181.
1181.
At att.net.
att.net. Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot you some information here. You can kind of review it. If you have any questions, let me know, and I'll maybe check in next quarter, just see how business is going for you, and we'll kind of go from there.
All right. That sounds great. Thank you.
Appreciate your time, Michael. Thank you.
All right.